SAVAG News, Thursday, April 3rd, 2014. Leader's been really busy for Evelina. Council boss takes on toughest job for a day to raise cash for our children's hospital appeal. The suit and tie were off, and on was the high-vis jacket and steel-toed boots as the leader of the council took on the toughest jobs in the borough on Tuesday to raise money for Evelina, London. Councillor Peter John's trip back to the floor saw him collecting bins in Dulwich, fixing a burst sewage pipe, picking up cigarette butts and hunting dead rats. He has raised more than £3,500 so far, but has asked that others consider sponsoring him for his efforts. All the money raised will go to the news campaign to raise £100,000 for the Children's Hospital at Waterloo. After an exhausting day of physical work, as he enjoyed a well-earned cup of tea, Peter said, "It did feel a bit like the first day at school, turning up at the Old Kent Road Recycling Centre today. Everyone made me feel so incredibly welcome, and I didn't have to. I was really impressed. And it was good to see so many people food recycling and garden waste recycling." After meeting the bin men bright and early at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, he helped on the Dulwich round. "That was brilliant, because it was a beautiful morning and people do say hello to you when you're collecting the bins. That was very nice. And then I moved on to street sweeping and cleaning, well, litter picking, at the Elephant and Castle, where I spent another 2 glorious hours with Victor and Jimmy. I've got RSI in my right hand from it," he joked. "What I thought was amazing was how clean actually the area was. We were really having to scavenge for litter." He said it was obvious they were doing an excellent job. The hard work then continued with a trip out with the pest control team, which turned out to be the toughest part of the day. "We visited an elderly gentleman who was reporting problems with a probable rat in his flat, and we found clear evidence in the form of rat droppings all over his dining table and round the flat," he said. Sitting on a pile of carrier bags on the microwave was a dead rat. Colin from pest control came and rescued him. Les followed to clear up the maggots. But some good stuff came out of it as well, because we also sorted out some more help from social care for this guy. "We got kicked out of one woman's flat," he added. "Who wants the leader of the council coming round to get rid of a dead rat?" And the last job of the day, it was cleaning up poo. "It was coming out of a pipe onto the pavement in Kingmead Street," he said. With all the jobs, it was hard to pick the toughest. "In terms of the gag reflex, undoubtedly the dead rat," he said. "I think these are guys who are doing some really quite tough jobs right across the borough, all hours of the day, and they're just getting on and doing it, and they're doing it in really good spirits. It was a brilliant experience, and I'd love to do it again, and I'd love to spend more time with the teams. I think they saw the value of it, and we've raised £3,000. To sponsor Peter and give money to the Evelina Children's Hospital, visit www.justgiving.com/Peter-John.